direct from the Los Angeles Underground. It's The Superiority Complex, the greatest podcast you're listening to right now. What a nerd. I'm here in the field. Originally, this was supposed to be my wife, but standing in for my wife today is the fabulous, we call him the human encyclopedia of comics. That is Renee Bravo. How are you today, Renee?
I'm doing good.
Renee is actually at work. I just came from a screening of Star Trek, or as my people say, Star Trek. And I just wanted to get Renee's initial reaction. I'm going to give a detailed review after with spoilers. But this is your spoiler-free version to start. So, Renee, what were your thoughts?
I thought it was better than the first one. I really liked it. I really liked it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best.
9.
You know what I really thought watching this one is I felt like, and we've talked about this before, I feel like watching it again, it was oddly reassuring because I feel like Star Wars is in good hands.
You
can see some of the scenes in there are just incredible. We're not going to ruin it because there are people sitting at the table that have not seen it, that are going to see it.
Yes.
But what were you going to say, Renee? I'm sorry.
Watching the movie, you know J.J. Abrams wants to satisfy fans. Yes. So you saw what you wanted to see.
Yes.
You know, and especially villain-wise, you know, the villain was amazing.
Cumberbatch was great. Everybody knows we're not spoiling anything. Yeah. Cumberbatch is the villain. Mm-hmm. And I will give a little bit of a spoiler later about how he is finally defeated. But I won't say it out on the podcast yet. I will save it for later. But, yeah, I highly recommend it. And much like the first one, it is good. It does assume you've seen the first Star Trek.
It does.
And that's part of the reason I liked it was it wasn't a lot of setup. Another reason I liked it was only 2 hours long, like we talked about movies being a little too long. That didn't happen.
No, it
moves very quickly.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, it really did. The only problem I did is I ordered an extra large Coke Zero and I had to pee like halfway through and I was like, I can't. That's the only reason I was aware of the passage of time. Other than that, it's great. So would you recommend, if you've seen part one, you got to see part two,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, you got to see how it continues.
And I think the non-fans, I think if you kind of like the first one, I think you'll love this one.
It's even like a good way to get into it. You know, it's a different universe and it's like.
You don't need to know too much about the original. You just you basically know the characters, but it does assume you've seen the first one. And but if you've seen the first one, that's all the Star Trek you need to follow this one. You don't need to know that they're kind of echoing other stories, but that it was good. I would say it's like a solid 9. It's hard to get a 10 for me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it has to be like amazingly.
It has to be almost a perfect movie. But this is as close as you're going to get. Great summer movie.
Did you stay for the end of the credits?
No, is there something?
No, there isn't.
Okay, good.
It was funny because so many people stayed at the end of the theater. It's like they're all expecting something and it was nothing.
Yeah, my wife had to go, so we just bailed. And I had to open the airlock, as it were. But, okay, Renee, thank you for letting us stop in with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Doing good work, man. You don't even let us. I didn't even slow you down. He's bagging and boarding like there's no tomorrow, everybody. So on behalf of everybody here, Hayden sitting across from us, go Dodgers, buddy. We're on a winning streak.
Yes.
Granky's back.
Yes.
Yes.
I was there last night.
Were you?
Yep, and the day before.
Look, they've won. You cannot. No, they lost the night before.
I wasn't there, though.
Oh. You know you have to go to all the games now.
I know. That's what happened last
Okay,
year.
Send your donations to our podcast, and we will make sure that we get Hayden season tickets for the rest of the year so that we can enjoy winning. And
I had season tickets last year, and they were super good.
That's right. You are not allowed to not be there. All right, guys, we will talk to you after the break. I will be back with my in-depth review. We love you. Is that what we say on here?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Scotty, beam me up. No, we're not saying that. Okay. Bye, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Let me give you a quick spoiler alert. This is going to be the spoiled version of our Star Trek Into Darkness review. First off, I have to say that I loved the movie. It was fantastic. It exceeded my expectations. Everything in the trailer didn't do it justice, and I was really happy that they didn't show all of the good parts in the trailer. It blew me away, and it is. I did have that feeling the whole time that I was watching it, that the Star Wars franchise is in good hands with J.J. Abrams, because this movie had all of the excitement that was missing from the George Lucas prequels. And I think J.J. Abrams, this is his kind of movie. I know that a lot of people have problems with him dating back to Lost and Alias and not being able to finish a good idea once he's got one started. But I think when he's handling other people's material, he's in his fanboy element. And even though he's not a huge Star Trek fan, I am not the biggest Star Trek fan either. So this really makes this series more palatable to people like me. And I think that maybe some of the hardcore Trekkers are going to have a problem with it being, there's not as much time for introspection. The movie starts out very, very quickly. It assumes you've seen the first movie and it just takes off. And there is very, very little downtime throughout the film, which is another asset. And it clocks in at right around 2 hours, which, not a lot of movies are doing these days. They're going the 2.5 hour route. And I was really happy to be in and out, and it was a ride the whole time. I loved it. Some of the highlights for me, some of the geek moments I had were the intro, when I saw one of our friends from Doctor Who making a cameo. For the Doctor Who fans out there, you will recognize a very, very familiar face from seasons 2 and 3, or seasons 1 and 2. That was he was fantastic to see him doing some work. Benedict Cumberbatch, I cannot say enough about him as a villain. They finally showed us the Khan that was hinted at in the TV episodes, where you basically just saw Ricardo Montalban throwing stuntmen around. But you really do get to see the physical threat that he is to everybody. And that scene where he was again introducing the Klingons was another big thing that I was not expecting. They kept a pretty tight lid on that, and I was pleasantly surprised. And just the way he handled the Klingons was amazing. The shot of the Enterprise being overtaken by RoboCop's ship was also amazing. J.J. Abrams always does a good job with those space battles. It looked incredible. I wish they would have done a little bit more of like a naval battle, maybe like they did in the original Wrath of Khan. Some of those scenes were eye popping. The Enterprise free falling, that looked crazy. Just the way the ship was going end over end, all of that was amazing. And I'm really curious to see what everyone thinks about the switch of having Captain Kirk be the one that goes into the radiation chamber instead of Spock, and having Spock be the one to utter the famous line, you know, the famous Shatner Khan. I really want to know what you guys think. So I would love to hear from you guys. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Are you a hardcore Trekkie or Trekker, as they're called, as they like to be called? As a casual movie fan, as a casual fan of the series, I never got into any of the spinoffs, but I saw a lot of the original movies when they came out theatrically, I'm enough of a fan that I really I wanted to see this. So if you like the first one, you're gonna love the second one. If you just jumped on board with part one and haven't seen part two yet, you will not be disappointed. But you shouldn't be listening to this anyway, because it was filled with spoilers. So that being said, please leave us a message on the Facebook page. And we would love to hear what you guys thought of the movie. Until next time, I'm giving this one a solid 9.9. I liked it better than Iron Man 3. So there you go. Summer is here, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk to you soon. This transmission ends now. Yeah. 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 Shit.
Thank you.